Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday. It's finally Friday morning. Still to come on the program, Caroline Dobson. That's in about 30 minutes from now. She's running for that 2nd Congressional District Republican nomination. And our returning champion also in the next hour, State Senator Chris Elliott. In the meantime, if you want to text me, get in touch with the show, 251-343-0106. That's how you do so. Joining us on the line now, calling in from, I believe, still stuck in the Washington, D.C. area, our good friend, Congressman Jerry Carl. Congressman, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm proud to report, since 3 o'clock this morning, I finally landed in Atlanta.
So oh.
I'm closer. I'm getting closer.
Swell. So, well, Atlanta's much better than D.C., slightly better.
It's a mess up there, but I'm sure it'll start thawing out pretty quick.
Good to hear. Well, a CR last night, you voted against it. Walk us through your decision, if you could.
You know, I really looked at that one very close, and I said on the last one that I would not do it again. I voted for it, I think, twice already, maybe three times. We're losing count up here. But yesterday, I just, you know, I went in there and I voted. And the reason I voted, I want to make sure they understood where me in South Alabama, my folks are at on this issue. I mean, I'm an appropriator. You know, appropriators are supposed to be, you know, walking a very fine line. So my voting against it as appropriator, I'm sure is going to send a message that I hope they hear. You know, we need to get to work. We need to get this finished. Now, I just spent 4 hours with Senator Britt, just sitting in the airport. We had the same flight into Atlanta, and she shared a little bit about the package coming out of the Senate. And I'm not very hopeful on that one either. So, but I made sure they understood where I stood. I am tired of kicking this can down the road. Our military needs to get paid. They, you know, our contractors need to not have to keep putting stuff off and delay start of contracts and stuff like that just because we can't get enough people together to put a package together.
Well, that's sort of the that's what it feels like. Like every month, Congressman, we're voting on something, you know, and it's always like we better make sure we have this or the government's going to shut down and all calamity will ensue.
Yeah, well, you know, this bunch of calamity cowboys, you know, they target this stuff and they deliberately want to shut it down. And you know, we've got an appropriation bill. There's 12 pieces of appropriation bill. We got 5 passed. We got the other 7 we can't get passed because of our own people. I mean, this bunch of calamity cowboys, I think I just renamed them, you know, they want to say no to everything, so... If we don't get our act together and start working as a team and quit worrying about being a bunch of show ponies, we're going to wind up with a government shut down, and nobody's going to like that. Now, we may have to do that, especially on the border issues. I'm getting very angry on the border issues. I got a briefing yesterday from Mike Rogers on the meeting with the president and also Mike Johnson. So I know where that conversation's going. I don't like it either. So we've got to shut the border down. I mean, the border's the number one conversation, everyone. I mean, we're not a country without borders. Come on. It's you know, they said, well, we'll let 5,000 a day in. How about zero? You know, and the president can do that today. All he's got to do is an executive order and make sure they return back. They don't stay here and wait on their trial day and return back. Most of them are not going to show up for their hearing anyway. So make them return back to Mexico, where they came through, cross the border, and you'll see it stop. It will stop overnight. People will quit coming. But we cannot get this president, you know, his statement was, well, we realize there's a issue down there in the conversation. And I died laughing when Mike Rogers told me that. I said, well, we've got to a point now, after 2.5-3 million illegals here, we've got an issue. This is, I guess this is progress. I don't know if it is or not.
Let me ask you back about the whole shutdown and the shutdown button. And like, it seems like we're always on the brink, Congressman. Now, I get it. Things are structured in such a way that it gives Congress leverage that if, you know, you have a nuclear option, let's say, if you're not able to get an administration to do certain things. But it seems like we've had this option, this nuclear option, sitting there for quite some time, going back to Obama, Clinton, et cetera, but that it never really gets really used properly. Why even bother with it? Why not just do something long term and not have this, like, this doom and gloom fear on the table all the time with a shutdown?
Jeff, do you really think you can get a bunch of House members to vote for something long term? They love this drama.
Yeah.
I mean, long term makes sense to me. It's just good business. You know, you get a good long term contract, you can plan the growth from that. But it's not that way with this several of them that are in Congress. They'll shut things down in a heartbeat. We have a one vote margin. So it doesn't take two people or three people to say no, and everything is shut down. So it's very sensitive. Through the McCarthy fiasco, I mean, it's just, again, it's just a bunch of drama. It's just all drama. So the CR was an easy choice for me. I just want them to understand we've got to come up with something. Our job is in the House is a checkbook. We are the checkbook for the country. So we've got to oversee that. We've got to spend it properly and be willing to answer for it. But the Senate can't use us. You know, the Senate's a whole new story. They are tough to work with. And I'm not talking about Tuberville. I'm not talking about Katie. They're wonderful to work with. But the Senate as a whole, I mean, they want what they want. And, you know, they want an omnibus package. And you know what they want. And they want to put this big package and push it through on us. So, and I've learned not to say never. Until I had a chance to read it or see it. We haven't seen it, but I don't like what I see coming.
Well, let's talk about what could be coming, and this is what it looks like. Now, I'm very binary. There's probably 100 different things that could happen between now and then, but if we get to the point where it comes down to government shutdown, or you have to have to speak or go along with something and push for something that, as you call them, the show ponies don't like, and then we have another motion to vacate, and then we go through this speaker's election drama again. I mean, neither seems like a good outcome to me.
I truly believe they learned their lesson on that motion to vacate. I know they may be whispering it. There's a couple of them talking about it, but I think they learned their lesson on that one, especially with Mike Johnson. Mike's such a strong Christian, and he is working himself to death to make this work for all of us. So I think they're going to stay away from that. You know, the CR that we passed yesterday is only for about 30% of the budget. We have another one coming up in 2 weeks, and we're going to go through this drama again. You know, again, why couldn't we put a simple package together and everybody go along with it? Now, they're going to try for a CR for a year. That's what we're being told. And that is certainly not going to go over. So, you know, when we have a shutdown, you know, most folks, you know, the Democrats will make it as miserable as they possibly can. And they will say the Republicans shut us down. So when you go to Wyoming and you want to go in the Yellowstone Park out there, you can't get in the park because the park's closed. There's no park rangers out there working it. Or when you want to get your passport renewed, you got a trip coming up, there's no one renewing passports. I mean, they will make it very miserable for everybody intentionally, because we have to have their votes. If we shut the government down, we're going to have votes from the Democrats to get it opened back up. That's just reality. Whether you like it or not is not the issue here. The reality is, then we become a slave to the Democrats, because they're going to say, okay, this is what we want, this, you know. And I hear mumblings of, you know, all the illegals that are here, giving them citizenship, that ain't going to work in South Alabama. You can forget about that.
Well, it sounds to me, Congressman, it sounds to me like this, that Democrats almost want to shut down, right? And they want
of course they do. I mean, that it's, and, you know, this bill they're putting together in the Senate, they know the Republicans aren't going to go along with giving 5,000 people a day the right to come in here. We say zero. And when it doesn't pass, they're going to see there, we tried to fix the border, and the Republicans wouldn't work with us. So I'm telling you, the whole town is drama. If we had adults up there and get rid of all these show ponies, we could get so much more done. And no, you're not going to get everything you want. You know, I'd love to get 80% of everything that I ask for. I'd love to get 70% at this point. But, you know, it's really become such a – because of these show horses. And you see a lot of the older members getting out for obvious reasons. They don't want to deal with them. You know, they've just had enough. So we got a big election coming up. We're going to see what we can do about, you know, there's some – heated races that are going to happen. Of course, mine and Barry is one of them, but there's more. There's Bob Good. There's several of them that got some real chances of people taking them out.
Well, you know, and I hear this all the time from my listeners, and I don't necessarily think it's a true representation of the 1st Congressional District at all, but there are a number of people who are just like, to hell with it, shut the government down. You know, what do you say to them?
You know, I don't argue with that, but it's my job to figure out how to make it work. I've got the same attitude. I want to walk out, go home all the time. But you know what? I'm not a quitter. We've got to figure out a way to make it work. I don't have an option but to keep pushing, because if I quit, I've let everybody down in my district. I will not quit. It will work out. They've just got to work through all this drama that we're going through. All this drama, they're going to get all the clips they can get on Fox News and all the news channels, and that's ultimately what they're after. So, but we're still working it. We're still working it.
Joined by Congressman Jerry Carl here on the program. Well, let's talk about some of the we're finding out more and more about the Biden administration, and like we heard what they were looking into January 6th investigation, and they were doing searches that included Bass Pro Shop and Bible in their financial transactions. Congressman,
I got to get a briefing on that one. I cannot understand how in the world that could possibly happen in the America I know.
Well, I guess based on the reporting that's. That's something that's going on here. I mean, you know, people hear that, and that's where the panic starts. That's where you get folks who are, I think, enabling these what you call show horses by saying, to hell with these people. They're coming after us. Shut the government down. We don't want that in our lives. How do you rein some of that stuff in, you think?
Jeff, it's all done. The voters can control that. They can vote people in and out. I mean, this president, I'm telling you, if we get this president for another 4 years, this country is doomed. So we've got to have a new president. I got scolded the other night for putting a plug in for Donald Trump, and I'll do it again today. I mean, we need a Trump that will actually stand up and fight back on this. He'll take the top two layers out of the FBI and CIA and all the other DOJ departments, but I'm telling you, we've got to have people that are willing to stand up, not run to get in front of a camera, but stand up and be firm. You know, we do a lot of things behind the scenes, Jeff. I know you know it. You've spent enough time up there. We do a lot of things behind the scenes that never come out, and that's good. That's good, because we can take care of problems, and people don't have to worry. They can sleep at night. But we've got to elect some people that are serious about governing. Instead of these show ponies, I'm telling you, all they want to do is cause havoc, chaos, and get in front of a TV camera. And it's frustrating. It truly is. I hope you hear that in my voice. But, you know, I represent that little old lady on the dirt road. And she is furious. She does have that attitude of this, just shut the government down. I get it. I agree with you. I feel that way every day, but I can't quit. I can't do that.
Well, and this is kind of a big picture thing, but that's exactly my point. Like, if you don't have this irresponsibility, this overreach in the federal government, then you're not enabling this group to go say, you know, do whatever they do, go out and talk in front of Fox News or Newsmax or wherever. But that's what makes them do that. They're filling a void there. If you can just get this, and I know it's going to take a new president, does that do the trick? If you get that element fixed, Congressman, then you don't have that problem anymore.
We have got to take control of the Senate. We've got to get a new leader in the Senate. And then in the House, we've got to get enough of a majority in the House that we have got a group that wants to govern, that truly wants to get something done, because we can do it. We can demand and get things done. We hold the checkbook. But when we're too busy arguing and fighting over things that have just, I don't want to say blown out of proportion, but just really have been just made into these huge drama scenes. Think of all the energy we waste. I mean, all the energy we waste on some of these projects, and I mean the Hunter investigation, the Majorca, all of those, that has to happen. We've got to get answers on that stuff. This overreach of the investigation on January 6th stuff, that has to happen. But nothing is going to happen with a Democrat president and a Democrat-controlled Senate. It's not going to happen. All we're doing is making noise. We need to be putting our efforts in to elect more Republicans.
Congressman, you're very kind to make time for us, especially in the middle of the chaotic Atlanta Hartsfield International Airport. But safe travels, and we will get we'll hear from you next week again.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm sorry for the confusion.
No problem. Thanks for coming on. Jerry Carr, ladies and gentlemen, running for that 1st Congressional District nomination on the Republican side. Also the incumbent 1st Congressional District Congressman right there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. Just pull the sinners and